Take a Stand. Project 1. 12 Years a Slave.
Hi, everyone.
Good morning, Mrs. Torrey.
Well, you remember that today we're going to start on 12 Years a Slave, Solomon Northup's memoirs, which, as you know, is the book that the movie was based on. And I ask you to find out a few facts about Solomon Northup's life. So, Jack, what have you got?
Actually, I was absent that day, miss.
Jack, you should have done your homework like the others did. Eric, you tell us.
Let me see. Okay. Solomon Northup was born in July 1808 in Minerva, in the state of New York. He was an African American, but he grew up as a freeman and worked as a farmer and a violinist. He married Anne Hampton on December 25th, 1829, and they had three children. Then, in 1841, he met two men who said they worked for a circus. They asked Northup to accompany them and play the violin for the circus in New York. Then, they asked him to work with them in a different circus in Washington, D.C., which was a slave state, you see. And, anyway, they drugged him, and he was kidnapped and sold as a slave. He was freed 12 years later in 1853.
And when were his memoirs published, Emma?
That same year, I think. 1853?
Miss?
Yes, Eric?
You know, I don't understand why he didn't say he was a freeman and that he wasn't a slave.
Yeah, he should have told them.
Well, when we read the book, you will understand why he couldn't.
Well, then, why didn't the man who bought him check on that? I mean...
Well, he should have checked or asked him.
Ah, things weren't like that then. People in the South weren't interested in the rights of black people. Oh, I wish I could take you to the new museum that has opened in Washington, the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
In Washington, D.C., miss?
Yes, I wish we could go. Pity it's just too far. Anyway, let's start on the book. Who would like to read first?